Okay, let's begin our discussion of Yerushalmi Shabbos Dav Mem. And we are on Lama Tesma Beis. We're in Perek Bameh Behema, right? We are in the fifth Perek of Masech HaShabbos. And Hashem, later on, we'll get into Bameh Isha, the sixth Perek of Masech HaShabbos. So we're talking about Bameh Behema. What is an animal allowed to go out with on Shabbos? What's called a Masa, which is something, a burden, something extra, and therefore that would be a violation of Shvisas Behemto, and what is an animal allowed to? And then we're speaking about different items that are very similar to each other. That's what we said. Reb Zeira compared the saddle itself and the saddle cloth, and the Gemara, some of the other Rabbanim got upset at Reb Zeira for making such a jump. How could you compare an Hilchos Shabbos? You have to be very medactic. And the Gemara defended Reb Zeira. And we had a couple of other items on the list as well. So we're a couple of lines up from the bottom on Lamed Tes Amid Beis. We just spoke about the Zecharim. The rams are allowed to go out with this type of wagon under their tail, Bibreshu Osechritz, because we said that is, I'm sorry, not allowed to go out because that would be making a ridge if you have this little wagon that goes under the tail, because they're not strong enough to hold their tail up. It'll drag on the ground and you want to protect the tail. But that's too much. That's too much of a, masa, and therefore they can't go out with that. Next, Ein ha-rechelim yotzos chanunos. The rechelim, the ewes, are not allowed to go out chanunos. What are chanunos? The Gemara has a couple of options. Rav Yehuda Amar, kippah shel tzemer. After the ewes got shorn from their wool, they used to put this cap on, this kippah, this woolen cap on. Karbon Eidah says, shetovim b'shemen, they dunked it in oil. And they put it on the head so that they don't get cold. Kedei lechamamon, to warm them, until they're wool. Because once you have the whole coat of wool taken off, now they're freezing. They just got a coat that they had, a kavua, is no longer. They have a layer missing. So therefore they put this cap on, and somehow, as my mother always used to say, you know, 80% of your body heat goes out through your head. So as long as your head is covered, so then that protects. Here too, I guess, by sheep. Right, as long as you put the hat on with the oil, so that keeps them warm. That is chanunos. Reb Yasa b'shem Rebbe Chama bar Chanina, a different shot of what chanunos is. Ikar hu, ikar, it is a root. Right, Karbon Eidah hu shorish esev, it is a root. Ushmei yachnune, you have a root, and what do you do with this root? You stick it into the nose of these ewes so that it'll make them sneeze and all the worms that are on their head will fall out, because they'll sneeze really hard and then all of the worms that are on their body will fall out. And that's what chanunos is, sticking in this root into their nose. So, and again, the Mishnah says that these are all considered extra, right? The Rachel is not allowed to go out with these items, whether it's, again, the kibbutz shomer, is not considered basic protection and basic need, right? It's a little extra. And therefore, it's not allowed to, go out. Rabbi Zeira boy kumi Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Zeira says in front of Rabbi Yossi, well, if you're saying that the chanunos, right, is based on this root that you stick it to the animal's nose to make it sneeze, which is basically for the health of the animal, right, getting all these worms out of its head and out of its off of its skin. So if that's not allowed, so mistama, nothing that's for the basic health of the animal like that would be allowed. So similarly, les hada amra, isn't this saying shasur lebehema laseis bekemia mumcha, to go out with a expert amulet? Because the amulet, we spoke about this last time also, the amulet is there for the good of the animal. Wouldn't you compare the amulet and this chanunos, this root, because both of them are there for the betterment of the refuah of the animal? And if you're saying chanunos is aser, so wouldn't this be aser too? And the Gemara answers, yes, you're right. Amarle in Bavlaya, yes, you Babylonian, right? He calls Reb Zeira a Babylonian, because Reb Zeira was from Bavel before he made Aliyat to Eretz Yisrael. So Amarle in Bavlaya, to come to Ale, you stood up on it. What does that mean? You stood up on the MS. Karbon Eidah on top. Yafa ata omer shekamta ala emes. That's true. We will make that comparison, and these would be comparable. These would be comparable. Sneezing for animals is one thing. Sneezing for people used to go back. I don't think if we hear an animal sneeze, we're going to say God bless you to the animal. But when it comes to people, that's the Pirkei Der Belazar. Pirkei Der Belazar, that's quoted by the Chizkuni in Parshas Vayechi. Parshas Vayechi, the Chizkuni, on the Pasuk in the beginning of Perek Memches. Vayhi acharei advar ma'ela, Ve'yomer le'Yosef hinei avicha chola. It was told to Yosef that your father is sick. Says the Pirkei d'Avolazer, this is the first time ever that anybody got sick in the Torah. Right? People got old, right? Avim zakein baba yamin, but nobody got sick. Says the Chizkuni, why? Miyom, and again, this is the according to the Pirkei d'Avolazer for Perek Nun Beis. Miyom shenivru shemayim v'aretz, lo haya adam otesh v'chaya michalyo. From the time of Bria's Olam, nobody ever sneezed and lived. Ela b'chal makom shehaya, o baderech, o bashuk. Wherever somebody was, they're on the road, they're in the store, via otesh, they used to sneeze, and they used to die on the spot. Hayanafsho yotza, and their soul left, ad shebo Yaakov upikish rachman malzos. Till Yaakov Avinu asked, please, can we change this reality? Amar lef fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ribono shel olam, al tikach nafshi mimeni, don't, no, he doesn't, I guess, he knew that he was going to die shorter than, you know, he got 33 words, the 33 years taken away. His father was 180, he was going to be 147. I don't know if he didn't exactly know, but they said, don't let my soul be taken away. Acha tzava el besi es banai ves b'nei vanai. Let me be mitzava el besi. V'nei atar lo, and Hashem, listen. Shene amar, v'yechari yedvar ma'ela v'gomer. Shomu kol malchei ha'aretz ragzu v'chalu. Right? All the nations heard and shook. Shlo haya kamoha miyom shenivra ha'olam. There was never anything like this. Lefichach. Chayav Adam b'shasi tusha. That is why when somebody sneezes, you have to lahodos takadosh baruch hu. So, interesting. The formulation is that the person themselves, the sneezer has to thank Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Lahodos takadosh baruch hu shenepach mimavas lachayim. Shneamar atisho sav tohel or a pasuk in Iyov. So nowadays it's been switched to the person, you know, who sneezed gets the brachas. But again, that's the this is what they used to do in the days of old, to be able to put this in the nose of the U in order to make the U sneeze and in that way get the worms out. Okay, we continue. Ein ha'egel yotzei b'gimon. In egel, a little calf is not allowed to go out with a gimon. What's a gimon? Rav Huna amar bar nira, two days. Rav Huna says a bar nira, a little type of yoke, a little type of burden. So the animal gets used to having his neck facing down because when the animal gets older, then they're going to be a big yoke on his neck, and they want to train him. So a bar nira, a little yoke, an old katan, the Karbon Eidah says. Rav Chisda Amar Pinkasa, a different type of item. A pinkasa is a type of board or cover, I should say. Let's do the Pnei Moshe's pshat. Koshrim la'egel svivos piv. You put like a, not a board. The board's going to be the next one. Some type of material around the mouth of the egel, kishagomum, so when you're trying to wean it, shalo yinak min apara, so it doesn't nurse and suckle from the mother cow. So that's number two, what a gimon is. Either a little yoke or a cover of the mouth, so it doesn't nurse. Abba bar ravuna amar shartua. Similar type of idea, but I'm sure this is the board. A board, or the carbonatus has a spuds, like a spit, that you put into the, animal, also the animal's mouth, so it doesn't nurse. That's what the Pnei Moshe says. So, istani, so, basically, second two pshatim have the same purpose, right? Either you're covering the mouth, or you're putting something in the mouth, so it can't, suckle from the mother. So, istani, tani, gimon, istani, tani, gimol. In the Mishnah, there's two versions of what the word should be. Is it gimon, which means like a, the yoke and the burden, or gimul from the word, right, lihigamel, is to be weaned. So, and both of those fit into one of the pshatim. Manda amar gimon, the one that says gimon, and it's about a yoke or a burden, so that's based on the pasuk in Yeshayahu. Halakof ka'agamon rosho, will you bend your head like an agamon? An agamon is like a fish hook that you catch fish with, which is bent to catch the fish. So you see from there, bending a head is connected to the word agmon. And as we said, the word gimon is the burden to get the animal to bend its head down. And therefore, the word gimon is a reference to that. That pasuk in Yeshayahu is about, Kadosh Baruch Hu does not want our karbanos when we are just bringing their karbanos without acting properly or doing tshuva. We think the karban is some automatic panacea and it's going to fix everything, but that's not true, right? That's not, Kadosh Baruch Hu only wants the karbanos if it comes with tshuva and Maisim Tovin. So number one, Gimon fits. Manda Mar Gimol, according to the one who says Gimol, that also is fits, because the pasuk at the beginning of Sefer Shmuel, when Chana promises that she's going to bring her son Shmuel up to the Mishkan, Vatalehu ima kasher gemaltia. Right, see, the word gemaltia is also about weaning, and that's the other two pshatim of the gimon in the Mishnah. So it's gimon, it's connected to the weaning of the calf. Man demar, and now the Gemara just says which one line up. And we're going to switch the girsa to make it fit into how we explained it. Man demar gimon messiah lirafuna. According to the one that says gimon, that it means a burden, a little burden that supports Rafuna, right? Who was the first one that said Barnira? Manda Amar Nim Gimol, according to the one that says Gimol, Messiah Adin L'Rav Chizda Vi La'aba Bar Rafuna. Right, the second and the third shot that fits in, because that means some connected to weaning. We can't take out the next two words of L'Rafuna. Okay, so that's the next in the Mishnah, what a Gimon or a Gimol is. Next, well, Para Bar Akupat, also a cow, cannot go out with an arakupad, some type of cover for its udders. Shehu nosein or kupad bein dadeha b'shvil shelo tinak hesbena. You put some type of material which has some type of points next to the udders, so that the child, that the offspring cannot nurse. Basically, instead of focusing on the calf, you focus on the mother cow. And all of these are usur. All of these are not basic needs for the animal. It's for a service of the owner, and therefore it's going to be a masa. And the animal can't go out with it, to Rishos Harabim. Good. Last line of the Mishnah. The Mishnah said that the para, the cow of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, first the Tanakhama. The Tanakhama says that a cow is not allowed to go out with a ritsua, with a strap between its horns. And the Mishnah says, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah's cow used to go out with a strap between its horns. But it was Shelo Bertzon Chachamim. The Chachamim were not happy about that he let his cow out. So let's see if it was really his cow. We have similar ideas expressed in the Bavli on this Mishnah as well. Parasa Shelo Bertzon Azariah Yosef Bertzon Shemei Karnei Shelo Bertzon Chachamim. Rebbe Ba v'Rebbe Shmuel Traveon Amrin Divrei Chachamim Afilu Limashech Ba'aser. When the Chachamim say that a cow cannot go out with a strap around its horns, that's even if you want to just use it to pull the animal with. Basic pulling the animal, it's still not allowed. So that's called extra. It's still usher to go out with this strap around the horns. Rabbi Ba b'shem Shmuel imhaisa karna keducha mutter. But if somebody drills a hole into the horn of the animal and the strap goes through the horn of the animal, that's allowed, says Shmuel, because that's bottled to the animal. That becomes part. It's not just around. It's in. Goes through keducha. Right, it's like a drill. It goes through, so then that would be allowed to go out with that. Amar Reb Yossi. Reb Yossi was not happy about that, what Shmuel said. Kashyasakum Reb Yiba. He was bothered. He asked Reb Yiba, is this really true? It's really true that if it's stuck through the horn, so that would be okay. Amarlo Taninan, right, and after all, it's unclear whether Reb Yossi continues saying this to Reb Yiba, or Reb Yiba answers, yeah, I agree, there's a problem. But either way, they're quoting our Mishnah. Umarlo Taninan el hanaka b'chatom. Right, we add in the first Mishnah of our parak that a naka, certain type of animal, right, the naka in the beginning, right, back on Daf Lamed Zayin Amabez, the naka, this type of animal, could go out with a chotem, with a type of control. The naka is a very hard animal to control, explains the Mefarshim here. And therefore that is allowed to go out with a chotem. So that maybe could have the strap through the horn, but other animals, the strap through the horn is considered something extra and beyond. So we're being medayik, and maybe only the chotem, which is a really wild animal, is allowed to have this extra type of protection. But other animals, even if it has a strap through the horn, maybe it should be usur. It should be also, so I don't know if it's so simple what Shmuel said, that if it's karna keducha, it would be mutter. Rabbi Zeira b'shem Shmuel, sharshi suko ra, yotze b'prum yishalo. Shmuel says though that if a wild ox, isuko ra, is allowed to go out with a bit. Because if it's wild, so then obviously it's not extra, it's just basic, right? The karban eda. Lav nitirusa yiserahi v'lo chashem asui. Anything considered basic protection is allowed. For Abu Seinu Shebegola Nagukain, and our rabbis in the Gola were nohig this way as well. Rabbi Laya, Rabbi Yehuda, B'shem Rabbi Shimon Bar Chiya, Kel of Yotze B'soger Shelo. A dog could go out with its collar. With its collar. What is the purpose of the collar? Im Lahakosbo, take out one of them. Im Lahakosbo Aser. if it's there so that the owner could hit the animal with and can control it. No, that's not considered basic normal behavior. And therefore that would be aser. In bishvil shelo lechol afsaro mutter. But if it's just to protect the animal, because the afsar, the halter that goes on the animal, would hurt the animal's neck. So you need a protection on the neck. So you put this collar around so it's a little softer, so the afsar goes onto the collar. So that's called basic need mutter, and that would be mutter for the animal to go out with. Good. Geneva Amar. Geneva said, unusual name. Geneva Amar, halacha hi hayimalamiduba. So now let's get back to the Mishnah of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Elazar ben Azariah, right? First of all, just to read the Mishnah, the rabbis weren't happy with what he did. He argues. He says it's mutter to go out with a strap on the neck. So I guess the Mefarshim, you know, did not like the simple reading of the Mishnah. Also, the fact that the Gemara says in Shabbos on Daf Nun Dalet, where this comes up, the Gemara says there that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah had many, many cows. So to say that his cow went out, what do you mean his cow? He has thousands of cows. So it's hard to say that his cow, that's the Pshat of the Mishnah, so maybe there's something else going on here. So therefore, the Gemara has a couple of pshatim to explain it wasn't really his cow. So pshat number one, Gneva Amar. Halacha ki haya malami deba. No, he used to talk about this in the Beis Medrash. It was a halacha that he taught. He never gave a psak about it. It wasn't his cow. He used to say in the Beis Medrash that, you know what? I think you could have your straps on your cows. That's all he said. And that led to people following, even though he was outvoted and the other rabbis were upset at his psak. But he didn't paskin that way. He surely didn't let his own cow do it, but he was just talking in the Beis Medrash about it. Right? Halacha yamalamiduba, says the Gemara, really? If that's true, then the language of our Mishnah doesn't really fit. So if he was just paskining theoretically in the Beis Medrash, would the Mishnah use the language of, he went against the rabbi's ratzon? Would he use such strong lashon in that way? So that's why the Gemara says, I don't think that's true, that he just paskin that way in the Beis Medrash, because they wouldn't have used such lashon. Tani, other pshatim, Tani, Reb Yehuda, Bar Pazi, De Bar Dalia, Amrulo, O Amod Mibein Osenu, O Have Ritua Bimein Karneha. The rabbis used very strong lashon to him, which again sounds like he didn't just like paskin theoretically. They said to him, either stand outside or take the strap off of your animal. Which is very pretty charif. So what do you mean stand outside? 2 days. The Pnei Moshe says, leave. The Pnei Moshe says in the fourth wide line, Shalo yilmadu achei mimcha. We don't want people to follow you. We don't want people to learn from what you're saying. You're outvoted. And therefore, we don't think you should be saying what you're saying. The Karban Eda says it's even stronger. Amod, stand outside, means we're going to put you in Chayrim. We're going to excommunicate you. Sheyehe Menude, Kimo, the Karban Eda says, Kimo Sha'asu, like one of the more famous stories of a rabbi getting excommunicated when he was outvoted. Rebbe Elazar ben Hyrcanus, Babasiya Nuntes in the Bavli, right? The Tanur Shalachnoi story with the barrel. So either it's your choice. We don't want people to follow you. We don't want this to get out of control. So again, that's what it sounds like, that it wasn't just him paskening in the Beis Medrash. Amar Rav Yossi, Berbi Bun, Shaya Masras Kenegdan. What does that mean? Is that a statement or is that a question? Unclear. So, you can read it as a statement as, he was arguing with them. He was being Masras Kenegdan, and therefore they had to be strong with him. Because he was being strong, so they were being strong. Or, the other shot is that it's a question. Come on, was he so strong? Would he be fighting against them when he's outvoted? That can't be. So, why would they have spoken so strongly? Let's see the 2 days in the Karban Eda. Shehaya Masras Kenegdan. Mehacha Shaminon Shaya Omid Bedaito Lachloka Lachachamim. First day, it's a statement. No, you see from here that he was going against, he was taking them on, because, so to speak, he thought they were wrong. Lishna Achrina Balashin Bitmiya Kamar. Or the second shot is they thought this was a question. Vichi Kolka Chaya of Elazar ben Azariah Masras Kenegdan Chachamim. Ashutzchu Lomar Lo O Amod. Was he saying, talking so strong that they had to say this? We're going to get to the next line, which sounds like he did not argue with them. And I like the second shot, says the Karban Eda, that it's more rhetorical, because then it goes into the next line of the Gemara. Back to the Gemara. Chananya, Pamachas Yatzas, one time an animal went out with a strap, Vishchirushina Minatzomos. And he fasted, it wasn't Benaziah, fasted so long that his teeth turned black. Meaning he was so upset about what he caused, even if he might have believed it, he was outvoted, and he knew that shouldn't be the case, and therefore he was upset about it. So you see that he was not somebody who was standing on his principle, and therefore the Rabbi Yossi says, as a question, I don't think they would have used this lashon. Okay, different opinions exactly what was going on in the Mishnah. A couple of other opinions. Amar Rav Idi dechutrei ishto haisa. It wasn't him; it was his wife. It was his wife's cow. It was his wife's cow. Uminayin sheishto kriyagla. And how do you see? Where do you see in the? Or I'm sorry, not wife's cow. It was his wife going out with a strap in her hair that wasn't allowed to go out with a strap in her hair, which we'll get to later on. Mishnah is in the next parak. The wife went out, not his cow, right? The Gemara says, and what do you see that a wife is called a cow or a calf? So you know that from Shimshon. Lule charashtem be'aglasi lo mitzasam chidasi. Remember Shimshon says after he was found out, he says, if you wouldn't have plowed with my calf, you wouldn't have found out my riddle, right? Which is a mashal of saying, right? You went for, Shimshon was saying to them, to the plishtim, that you went for the wife and they found out the secret of his hair because of what they went into with his wife. Okay, or that's one. Taman Amrin, others say, Shchinaso Haisa, it was his neighbor. It was his neighbor, it wasn't his wife. V'yesh Adam Ne'emash HaShchinaso. What do you mean? So is he going to get punished? Shalom Bertzok HaChamim, and he gets screamed at, and the Mishnah even calls it that it was his cow, it was his wife going out, it was his neighbor, it was his, what? Oh, he gets blamed for this? The Gemara says, yeah. Amr Rebbe Kiris Diyidma, L'lamedcha, to teach you, shekol mishu sipika biyad olimchaz, if somebody has the ability to be mocha, to protest somebody doing something wrong, ve'ino mamach, and he doesn't protest, kilkalaso tuluya bo. Right? It's totally on him. He's going to get blamed for it if he could have prevented it. Could have prevented it, right? And that's the same lashon used in the Bavli nundalid, lo shelo haisa ela shel shchinaso haisa, umitoch shelo michaba nikres al shemo. It's called Ashamo. And then again, Rabbi Yonasan, Komi Shefsha Limchas Banche Beso. Falo Micha Nitfas Alanche Beso. Banche Iro, Nitfas Alanche Iro. Bechala Olam Kulo. If somebody has the power to stop a sin in the whole world, Nitfas Al Kala Olam Kulo. He did it for the whole time. But again, we have to try to do what we can to be able to stop the wrong going on around us. But again, it says only Sipek Biado, if it's going to work. If it's going to work. If it's not going to work, then it's not, right? It's not Mutav Shei Shogegin. The Gemara says in one place in Maseches Beis. The Rishonim, there's a lot to talk about here. First we'll talk about one point, Rabbi Kiva Eger. Rabbi Kiva Eger on Mishnayis has the following suffix. It's on the previous parak. On B'mebehim Yotzeh, as we spoke about at the beginning of the previous parak, everything here is based on Shvisas Behemto. Mechamer, some Rishonim put them together, but Tosfos was Mechalik. Mechamer is the Isser De'oraisa of your animal working with you, for you on Shabbos. Right? That is included in Losasa Komalacha, Behemtecha. Shvisas Behemto, your animal resting, according to many Rishonim, is included in the Mitzvah Sase. The Mitzvah Sase of resting, of Vayom HaShvi Tishbos, you have to rest and your animal also has to rest. That's the Tishbos. Rabbi Kiva Eger has the suffix. Are women included in the tzivui of Shvisas Behemto? Because we know women are included in all the mitzvahs, the asay of Shabbos that goes along with the los asays. Right? There's the Zachar v'Shamar. Right? The los asays and the asays that are parallel to each other. So women are not allowed to do any of the malachas of Shabbos. So the mitzvahs asay that is parallel to the los asays, women are obligated in. And women are obligated in all the mitzvahs asay of Zachar as Yom HaShabbos. But, says Rabbi Kiva Eger, "Ani mistapeg im nashim mitzuban ashvisas behemto hecha deleka mishum mechamer kivan davi rakasei yesh lo amar davi mitzvah sei zman grama." It's a zman grama that women are pturas from. After chayavos bekiddush hayom, even though they're chayving kiddush because of the hekesh of zachar v'shamar, yesh lo amar davka kiddush. Maybe that's only what's included in zachar yom shabbos lakadsho. Avol b'shar mitzvah sei, maybe they're pturos. Who says they're included in shvisas behemto? So he says, well, the Gemara says, maybe it was his wife's, right? And maybe it was the Shechenaso, which sounds like a female neighbor. So you see from there, it sounds like it was a problem. You know from the way that the Gemara interprets the story of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Loshen ba muchach behedya denasha mitzuvah shvisa behemton umuchach as far as Haran. He quotes it from the Ran, that everything is that equal. Okay, so that's the Rabbi Kiva Eger on this line. The Gemara there, the Rishonim there in Shabbos Daf Nun Dalet also discuss that the language of the what I said before is really a question in the Gemara there. The Gemara there, they talk about the power of Rabbi Nazariah. The Gemara there in the Bavli, not here, asks, V'chada para havilei? Did he only have one cow? His para? V'amarav? Didn't Rav and Rabbi Yehuda say, Amarav, Tracer Alpha Igli? 12,000 calves was his Meister Behema every year. Right? That means he has, that's only 10%. So how could you say it was his cow? And that was also part of why it wasn't his. They got to, it was his neighbors, it was his wife. But the, all the Rishonim there deal with Meister Behema. Didn't he live after the Churban? What kind of Maisa Behemah is he talking about? Maisa Behemah is a Churban. Right? So what kind of Maisa Behemah are we talking about? Did they do Maisa Behemah a little bit after the Churban? Did they still bring Karbanos after the Churban? Read this one day in the Rishonim. Maybe it just means he had so many that he would have given this amount. This would have been his Maisa Behemah count. Others say, the Ritva says, he gave it to the Kohen, not as a Churban, but as a Remez, as a simon of what used to be. Different days, but that's the amount that was given. Okay, Hajla Parak Behema. There's a lot to talk about regarding Tochacha also, but not for now. Says the next Parak, says the Gemara, Bameh Be'isha Yotza Bameh Eino Yotza. Remember the Pnei Yeshua's comment at the beginning of the previous Parak, the Tiferes Yisrael says it right here. First we spoke about the animals, because that's what you have to worry about before Shabbos. As we have all the earlier Prakim here, all about our Erev Shabbos. And now we're talking about what a woman is allowed to wear. And that is talking about on Shabbos, because the woman's going to, you know, fix out her stuff on Shabbos. Again, there are two issues here. Number one, something that is totally extra. That's called a masa. So that would be daraisa. If I or my wife or anybody carries something out to the street on Shabbos that is not called a regular clothing, if it's clothing, that's batal to me. Right? If it's anything that is clothing, and that is I'm wearing it for clothing, I'm wearing it for protection of me, I'm wearing a raincoat. Right, I'm wearing it as jewelry for me. Basics, so all of that, that's not a masa. That's all, that's part of me. If I'm wearing it for jewelry or for protection. But if it's extra, most of these things are not going to be masa. But let's say if it's not one of those, so then it's going to be asa daraisa. But as we'll see in this parak, not only are we worried about daraisas, even if it's clothing and it's jewelry, but sometimes we're nervous, maybe you're going to take it off, the woman's going to take it off to show it to her friends, and she's going to walk Dalet Amos in Rosh Hashanah Rabin with it. Or it might fall off, and she might walk Dalet Amos with it. And that will be usur midrabanan. Even if it's not a masa, so maybe it'll be usur because of that chashash. So let's see. So mamet isha yosef mamet yosef. What is she allowed or not allowed? Lo teitze isha, so she can't go out. Lo b'chutei tzemer, lo b'chutei pisham, lo b'ritzusha b'rosha. She can't go out with strands of wool or linen or other type of straps in her hair. And we'll see the Gemara is going to say, what's the matter? Right, there's a machlokas we've shown him. Is it really tied with her hair or just between her hairs? But either way, the issue is, it's aser midrabanan on all of these. These aren't called masa, but we're worried she's going to take them off. Why? Next line of the Mishnah. Lo titva v'emesh et rapeim. Because after all, if a woman has to go to the mikvah, she has to loosen them and take them off because she can't have any chatzitza in her hair. She has to make sure the water gets in. So the Gemara is going to explain that really this line of the Mishnah is here to explain the previous line of the Mishnah. All of these are usher to wear because let's say she has to go to the mikvah Friday night, she'll end up having to loosen them, and then she'll come and she'll walk. She won't put them back in, and she'll walk with them on Shabbos, and that's why it's a problem. Below, other items that are usher on the list. Lo betotohos, lo besanbutin, bismachin and tefurim. Some types of ribbons or accessories that she wears on her head. Bizmashinam tfurim. If they are not tafur, if they are not sewn into her hat, they're just on her hat. She's not allowed to wear them because we're worried she might take them off and show her friend, look at my beautiful new jewelry that I got. If it's sewed into her hat, so then it is mutter. Why? Because she's not going to take off her hat in public because she's a married woman. And therefore, she's not going to take off her cover in public, right? The carbon eda. She tells us shivcha mirosha versus a rabim shetagala kol saira, right? This is one of the sources in Mishnayos for a married woman covering her hair. The Ramah in Hilchos Shabbos says maybe there's a difference between for a single woman can do this. A single woman, maybe if she's wearing some type of head covering with these items attached to her head covering, she wouldn't be able to go out with it because there's no chashash because she doesn't have to have her hair covered. That's the Rama. The Rama in Shin Gimel, Sif Beis. Yesh Omrim, De Besula, She'ena Choshesh L'Gilui Rosha, Chaser. Chashidin Shabbat Yisiraha. So we'll see later on in the parak, talk more about covering hair for women. V'lo B'kavol, Rishas Harabim, she can't go out with this type of cap to Rishas Harabim. Also, this is a type of cap that goes under her head covering. Again, she might come to take it off. V'lo B'ir Shalzav, a type of jewelry that looks like Yerushalayim. V'lo B'katla, all of these types of jewelry that we'll see the Gemara is going to talk about. Kala is a choker, a type of necklace. V'lo B'nizamim, a nose ring. V'lo P'tabash, Yena L'chosim, or other types of rings that don't have a signet. If it has a signet, that's also Daraisa. Because that's not jewelry, that's functional, that's a signet ring, that's a masa. Volva machashin lekufa, or a needle without a hole in it. Again, if it has a hole, that's a masa, because that's just used to sew with. But even these other items that are jewelry, she's not allowed to go out with them. V'im yatzas, en achayev eschatas. But in all of these cases, if she does go out with it, it's an isidur abanan. She's not achayev eschatas, because all of these are not masa, they're just chashos that she might come to walk with it. V'ma'isha yosef achulur, Rav Nachman, by Yaakov Amar, al yedei. We're explaining the Mishnah that we just said. Ayadei shehi matarasan shein chatzin benidasa, because she has to loosen them because they're chotzeitz. They create an interposition when she is a nida and she has to go to the mikvah. V'hi shechecha, then after the mikvah, she's going to forget. U'mehaleches ben arba amos, and she might walk dalet amos with them. Tosfos here in Shabbos Nun Zayin says, what about clothing? What about clothing? Oh, she might come, she'll take off her clothing when she goes to the mikvah. We're not going to, somebody's going to forget to put her clothing on, right? She might forget, even if she forgets it's Shabbos, she's not going to forget to go outside without her clothing on. She might forget to put her jewelry on because she might want to show her straps to her friend. That way we might forget. But we're not going to be gozer mishum clothing. Amr Abimana, Bekadmei Savin and Amrin, originally we thought, Al Yedei Shehi Materes Es HaTafor. We thought that the issue was Tfira. We thought the issue was she's going to untie the knots and therefore it's an issue of untying. That's what we thought an issue was. That's why she can't go out with it, because it's the issue of kosher and matir. But that's wrong. That's wrong what we said. Why? Because there's no issue, there's no malacha of matir if you're taking something out, if you're untying something that's supposed to be untied here and there. Tani Raboshia, chot oshot tamarim, right? If you have a basket of dates, which is tied up on top, choreo matir, you could untie it to get inside, you can't retie it. But here too, the Gemara is comparing that this is a type of knots, the knots that are on the straps in the hair. These are the types of knots that are done and undone all the time, within 24 hours, let's say. And therefore, the issue in our Mishnah is not about untying. The issue is about worrying that she'll untie it and then she'll come to carry it in Rishus Harabim. Period. Taman Tanina, we'll have to stop with next time. We'll pick up with that Mishnah in Meseches Mikvaos. Okay, we'll stop here.